Welcome to the Noonday Meditation with Wayne Vernon.
Advancing Vision 2020 with love, the most excellent way. 1 Corinthians 12, 31. And now I will show you the most excellent way. Chapter 14 and the verse 1. Follow the way of love. We're talking about the concept of love in the community of Jesus. We concluded in our last time together that love is a rather significant concept in the scriptures. The Hebrew word hesed is our main word of interest, however. The basic idea conveyed by the Old Testament word hesed is a deliberate choice of affection and kindness. In addition, in hesed, the idea of loyalty is emphasized. In general, hesed captures the threefold idea of kindness, mercy, and love. And so, in order to capture the full range of its meaning, translators have employed terms such as loving kindness or covenant love, unfailing love, steadfast love. Now here is the crux of the matter. While hesed refers to the high esteem which God has for his human children, as we can see in John chapter 3 and the verse 16, it is clear from scriptures that those who have accepted God's offer of salvation stand in a special relationship with him. This is referred to in the Old Testament as covenant relationship. In the New Testament, the idea is more that of a redemptive relationship. In this new relationship with God, his people experience the demonstration of his loving kindness, or his unfailing love, his steadfast love, his covenant love. And this happens in an amazing way. You see, the nature of this love is beyond human comprehension. And here are just a few aspects of this love that believers in Jesus Christ experience. It is everlasting, according to Jeremiah 31 and the verse 3. It is an everlasting love. It is free, it is sacrificial, it is unconditional, and it is everlasting, it is enduring. Loved ones, it is a love like this that we, the followers of Jesus Christ, are exposed to. No matter our race or ethnicity or color or class or creed. There's a songwriter who speaks of the love of God in this way. He says, "Oh, the overwhelming, reckless love of God." And the words of the great hymn of the Christian church summarizes it in this very appropriate way. The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. One stanza says, "Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry, nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky." This is the quality of love that God expresses towards believers. Think about it for a moment today, and be grateful to God for such love, loving kindness. His affection to us is expressed in kindness. It is expressed in a covenant relationship. It is an unfailing love. It is unconditional. It is free. It is steadfast. It is everlasting. What more could we ask for? In fact, we can't ever exhaust the love of Almighty God. Today, I pray that we will recognize how inexhaustive the love of God is, and that we will express our gratitude to Him for this love which He has expressed to us. Should you need further instructions in these matters, please feel free to text the number 647-309-7302. Should you desire to surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, please text the word salvation to this number as well, and someone is standing by to support you right now. We invite you to join our 21 days of prayer, which is now in high gear. You cannot afford to miss it. The numbers are increasing and we're experiencing the blessings of God. Please invite your family and your friends to be with us this evening at 7:30 at the West Toronto Church of God. The ID number, Zoom ID number, is 416-235-1333. That's all the information you need to be able to be a part of our 21 days of prayer on Zoom this evening at 7:30. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Noonday Meditation with Pastor Wayne Vernon. Please forward this study to your friends, your relatives, associates, neighbors, and all those persons in your social network. If you have a prayer request, please feel free to communicate with us, and we will commit to supporting you in prayer. Until we meet again tomorrow, Shalom.